brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we begin with the opening prayer of the Mass for today. Guard your church, we pray, O Lord, in your unceasing mercy. Guard your church, we pray, O Lord, in your unceasing mercy. And since without you, mortal humanity is sure to fall, may we be kept by your constant help from all harm. Your constant help from all harm. God constantly wants to help us. But so often we ignore it, or we don't believe it. We might say, well, yeah, but I don't pay any attention to that. As though we had within ourselves the power to walk in Christ's unceasing mercy. We don't. We need him to guard us and to guide us and to direct us. Guard your church, we pray, O Lord, in your unceasing mercy. And since without you, mortal humanity is sure to fall, may we be kept by your constant helps from all harm and directed to all that brings salvation. God simply, brothers and sisters, God wants to bring us home. He wants to bring us safely home to him. Why would we not listen to him? Why would we not? Because sometimes our will blinds us and deafens us. And we think we know best. Thank you very much. Our vision is very limited. Our hearing is extremely limited. We think we know some days better than God. Don't give in to that. Always take it to the Lord. Always. Without you, mortal humanity is sure to fall. May we be kept by your constant help from all harm and directed to all that brings salvation. Directed to all that brings salvation. Directed to all that brings salvation. All that God wants is to have each one of us safely home with him forever. That's what God wants. He wants his children back with him. Please don't act like an orphan. Please don't act like someone who has no hope. Your father waits for you. He won't force you to follow him. He waits for you. In this Lent, may you choose him, that we may be kept from all harm, and that we may bring many others to him. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 10 and then 16 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Here's Sodom and Gomorrah, the most sinful of sinful cities. Here it is. Hear the word of the Lord. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil, learn to do good, make justice your aim, redress the wrong, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. There it is, brothers and sisters. Wash yourselves clean, repentance. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. What are you going to decide about the patterns of sin in your life? Take one or two major patterns, and what are you going to do? Sit before the Lord. Work it out with the Lord. How can I help to cooperate with grace? You're not the source of solving the problem, but how can I get myself in a position where I can respond to the grace that God so readily wants to give me, that I might turn away from my misdeeds, that I will cease doing evil, that I will learn to do good, make justice your aim, redress the wrong, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. Look what God can do. God has the power to take that which is dark and evil and purify it, and make it beautiful for God. We come to him with our misdeeds. We come to him with our sins. We come to him with the darkness of our lives, and he can turn it. We can be washed clean in his blood if we choose. Put away your misdeeds. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wrong. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. You do not want to be one of those people who say, thanks, but no thanks, God, I'll take care of things myself. Whatever form that takes, if it comes down to that level, you are in great trouble. You need to come to him to say, Lord, I don't know how to change, but I give you the right to lead me, to bring me safely home to the Father. You pray that way, and God will do it. Psalm 50, to the upright, I will show the saving power of God. And he will. To the upright means to those who choose to follow him, and when they fail, they repent and get back up on their feet and keep right on going. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. This is what God wants to do for us, brothers and sisters. This is who our God is. This is his love. It's infinite. He will have mercy on anyone who returns to him. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are always before me. I take from your house no bullock nor goats out of your fold. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? In other words, you're saying all the right words, but you hate discipline. You don't want to change. You don't want to bring your life in conformity to God, and you cast my words behind you. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. I'm going to show you what you've done. Turn back to me. Turn back to me. And the gospel is the gospel of Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees. Now remember, this is Jesus speaking to both the crowds and the disciples. The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. They were saying the right words, but their example, how they were living it out, was very different. It was coming out of a false heart. It was hypocrisy. They were doing all the external things for show so that the people would revere them and honor them and follow them. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. How many of our works are performed to be seen? They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. That's supposed to indicate status. It's also supposed to indicate how much sacrifice they're doing for the Lord. It could be a whole host of things. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. Don't take on a lot of titles. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. People compliment you on something. You say, thank you very much. It comes from the Lord. As I draw closer to the Lord, as I listen to his word, as I frequent the sacrament of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, my life is just being turned more and more toward God. So what you're seeing is the fruit of God's work in my life. May he be praised. Say something like that. You're always pointing the way. You don't ignore the gifts God's given you. You thank people for those gifts, but then you point them to the giver of the gifts. And the giver is Christ. See, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all of them, what they were trying to do was point everything toward them. Like, look how holy I am. We've talked about this a number of times, but it keeps coming up. It's one of those passages that keeps coming up. And God, especially here during Lent, wants us to look at our motives. Why am I doing what I'm doing? On what basis am I acting? How am I following him? Do I really love him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength? Am I willing to follow him to the very ends of the earth? He loves you. He loves you. He wants you to identify with him. Lent isn't, I don't know about you, but as a child, you know, we thought, okay, I'm going to give this up for Lent, and I'm going to give that up for Lent. And it was all on the things we were going to do. But the things that we do are supposed to pave the way for Christ to enter our hearts more fully and do the real inventory. So it isn't that all my sacrifices just banish all my sinful patterns. It's not that, but they open me up to God to hear him so that I can overcome my sins, so that I can grow in virtue. That's what God wants. He wants me to be holy. Holy means to be like him. It's not the pious acts that the Pharisees held up. It's holiness of heart that my whole being is given to Christ. And no matter to whom I speak, no matter what the circumstances of my day might be, I want to give myself to him. I belong to him. Brothers and sisters, I would just pray for you, and I want you to know this. I'm just praying that you can be, as I've said before, light in the darkness. That you can help people to see the truth and to be willing to follow him. Not follow the truth, but follow the one who is the truth. The one who reveals to you the fullness of truth. Don't be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Don't be like them. They did everything right so that people would honor them. I want you to do what God shows you to do it with all your heart, so that you may share life with him forever in heaven. That's our goal, brothers and sisters, heaven. May God give you grace and strength to face yourself and to live according to his promises. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.